I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. I wonder what Jesus intended to tell his apostles, but didn't. He had already told them so much. He patiently explained to them the meaning of several parables. He told them over and over again about his upcoming death and resurrection. He revealed to them the truth of the Most Holy Eucharist. Then we're going to celebrate that in a special way next Sunday, his precious body, blood, soul, and divinity on Corpus Christi. He revealed to them so much. But he says, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. What else was Jesus going to tell them? Why couldn't they handle the information at that time? It's like a friend who says, oh, I have so much more to tell you, but I only have 160 characters with which to do it. So I can't tell you everything right now. Don't leave me hanging. Don't dangle that carrot of knowledge in front of me and not tell me. I'm like Curious George. I want to know everything that the Lord was going to tell them. But as St. Thomas Aquinas reminds us, curiosity is not a virtue. St. Paul says almost the same thing in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 2. St. Paul says, I fed you with milk and did not give you solid food because you were not ready for it. You're still not ready for it even now. The words of St. Paul and the words of our blessed Lord in today's gospel reminded me of that famous 1992 movie, A Few Good Men. Many of you remember the scene. Colonel Jessup is on the witness stand in court getting grilled by the defense attorney, Lieutenant Caffey, who demands from Colonel Jessup, I want the truth. And Colonel Jessup responds, you can't handle the truth. That's what Jesus is saying in today's gospel. You can't handle the truth right now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you to all truth. It was only after Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles, it was only then when they were ready for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And the same is true of us. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, has been given to us on the day of our confirmation to guide us into all truth, gradually, little by little. As the Italians would say, piano piano, slowly, slowly, not all at once. We need to grow in our relationship to the Lord and to the Holy Spirit within us in order to understand, little by little, what the Lord wants to tell us. Think about it. On my own ordination day, almost 16 years ago, if everything was revealed to me at that time, all of my assignments, all of the sufferings that I would endure as a priest, if I had known the whole picture, I don't think I could handle it. If you knew on the day of your wedding the 10 kids that you were going to have, when you would lose your job, where you would get a new job, what city you would move to, who in your family would get sick, all that lie ahead of you for the next 67 years, it'd be too overwhelming. If our graduates knew everything that lay ahead of them, it would be difficult to grasp. And so the Spirit of truth reveals things to us as we need it. Piano, piano. Slowly. Always at the proper time. God reveals his plan to us when we're ready. At the proper time. God does everything at the proper time. On this Trinity Sunday, as we've completed now our octave of Pentecost, on this Trinity Sunday is now the proper time to be ready for the solid food of the central truth of our Catholic Christian faith, namely, that we have one God in three persons. This is what we believe. The Father is not the Son. The Son is not the Father, and the Son is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the Father, and the Spirit is not the Son. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are three distinct persons. One person is not the other person, and yet there's only one God. All three of these distinct persons share the same substance, the same essence, as we'll sing so beautifully in today's preface. They have unity not in the unity of a single person, but in a trinity of one substance. That's pretty heavy. How can we digest this solid food? Only by the light of the Holy Spirit that is within us. The Spirit of truth leads us to understand this truth about God more profoundly every year. Every year, hopefully, we grow deeper into this mystery and understand it maybe a little bit better. Not through my words, but through the Spirit of truth that's within us. And you might say, well, Father, I'm never going to understand the Most Blessed Trinity. And I would say, correct, because neither do I. No one can fully understand this mystery. But the good news is God doesn't say to us, I want you to understand me. He says, I want you to believe me. God says, I've told you who I am, three in one. I don't ask you to understand it, God says, but believe it. Let the Holy Spirit help you to understand it little by little. And even if we're not ready for this solid food of this wonderful mystery of the Most Holy Trinity, at least we have the milk of Romans 5:5. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. That was the second reading for today. And if this is the only part that we understand on this Trinity Sunday, that would be enough. Because the Holy Spirit will lead us deeper into the mystery through time. For now, if that's the only thing we understand, how beautiful would that be? The love of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit has been poured into our hearts. The love among the three persons of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is not out there in some abstract place. Their love, their divine love, is in here, in our hearts. And perhaps that's the most beautiful thing of all. And so to our one God in three persons, not out there some vague place, but in here, to our one God, who has been poured into our hearts, we give the honor and the glory and the power to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.